It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music. A great version of Daddy Was an Old-Time Preacher Man by the Singing Post family from Carrying Place, Prince Edward County, Ontario. And that song was written by Dolly Parton and Dorothy Jo Hope. And friends, a big thank you for joining me on the Gospel Trail today. We're going to go back in time and feature the Singing Post family, who recorded 8 vinyl albums from 1969 to 1977. One of their 8 albums was a gospel one titled The Family Bible. Norman Post started singing at age 12 and as a teenager formed his first band. One of his bands was the Country Diamonds, and Norm and his wife Jean Corfield Post raised 3 children, Joanne, Deborah, and Kenneth. And by 1969, Kenny was 7, Debbie was 13, and Joanne 17. Their first album was on the Paragon label, number ALS-236. It was titled The Singing Post Family. And you'll note that Dad Norm sure sounds like Hank Snow, so I assume Hank was one of his musical heroes as he sang and recorded many of his songs. So Norman Post will sing one that Hank Snow recorded, How Big Is God? And then it's one of the daughters, and I can't tell if it's Joanne or Debbie. The album doesn't say who is singing the songs. After How Big Is God, this one is titled Jesus, Please Help Us Understand, written by Merle Post.
Strive to go beyond the reef of space, to walk beyond the distant shining stars. This world alone, so small within my master's house, the open sky, but a portion of summer's rain. The heart grown cold will warm and throb with life anew. The master's touch will bring the glow.
Big enough.
One of the Post girls with Jesus, Please Help Us Understand, and their dad, Norm Post, with How Big Is God. The Singing Post family delighted audiences for 10 years. Dad Norm formed his family group in 1967, and over the next 10 years, the family toured Canada coast to coast three times, playing to many sold-out audiences. And I know there's many of their albums here in Eastern Canada. One of the girls is up again, and I believe this is Joanne Post, because she wrote this song. It's called A Man Who's Made of Love. Then it's 11-year-old Kenny with Frosty the Snowman, and this is from their 1972 Christmas album, Christmas Time in the Country.
God in His grace shall open up His doors, then all the world will see Him as no one has before, for they will see Him standing in His grace. Now before I melt away,
catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right up to the traffic cop. He only paused a moment when he heard them holler, "Stop!" Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday."
Eleven-year-old Kenny Post, Frosty the Snowman, and Sister Joanne with A Man Who's Made of Love. The Singing Post family were extremely popular in Prince Edward County, Ontario, and of course, wherever they performed, whether it be at country music jamborees or festivals. Their first international exposure was in New York City with NBC Television on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour, where they won first place. Their one and only gospel album was on the Marathon label from 1972. Jerry Warren played lead guitar, Steve Smith, steel guitar, Bob Monroe, piano, Carl Elliott, fiddle, Eddie Poirier on banjo and bass, and Tom Cole played drums. All songs on the album were chosen with great care and sincerity. Joanne Post looked after all the vocal arrangements, and the family traveled throughout Ontario, performing wherever they could do a show for any needed society, helping to raise funds. Norm was a mason and shriner, and my friend Al Trainer from Oshawa and Norm were both shriners, members of the same organization. Al said Norm was very generous with his time towards helping others. An evening prayer comes from the pen of C. Maud Battersby, set to music by Charles H. Gabriel, first recorded in 1913 by Homer Roadheaver. Norm Post is singing lead on An Evening Prayer. Then it's Big Al Trainer with the Carl Jackson, Jim Rushing song, Little Mountain Church House.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord,
friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
There's a little mountain church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord, where an old-fashioned preacher taught the straight and narrow way for a few coins a congregation could afford. Dressed in all our Sunday best, we sat on pews of solid oak. I remember how our voices filled the air. Our mama sounded like an angel in them high soprano notes. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back now, the little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words to base my life upon. Sunday singings, dinner on the ground, many were the souls that were revived. While the brothers and the sisters who've gone on to glory land slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, the little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words to base my life upon. I first heard the words to base my life upon.
Al Trainer from Oshawa with the Little Mountain Church House. An evening prayer was Norman Post and the Singing Post family. In 2001, How Great Thou Art was ranked the second greatest hymn of all time, second only to Amazing Grace. And Carl Boberg from Sweden wrote this one in 1885. The Singing Post family included all four verses, few seldom do. Then it's Bonnie Ashley and the Nova Scotia Ramblers with the Little White Church. It appears that Arthur Lang and Jeff Brannan wrote this one, no idea when. Lang lived from 1889 to 1956, and Brannan, 1872 to 1927. Originally titled There's a Little White Church in the Valley, recorded first by the Peerless Quartet in 1915. Mack Wiseman cut it in 1951. So friends, it's the Singing Post family with How Great Thou Art, and the Nova Scotia Ramblers with Bonnie Newman Ashley on lead vocals with The Little White Church.
Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar.
Great.
and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly buried, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Sings my
Bonnie Newman Ashley and Fred Eisner's Nova Scotia Ramblers with the Little White Church, and that's from their 1986 album, Having Fun with Bluegrass. Fred Eisner was doing all the great mandolin picking that you heard, and back in the day, Fred Eisner played a great mandolin. I, for one, thought he was a great mandolin picker. The Singing Post family with a great version of How Great Thou Art. And you all know the family Bible was written by Willie Nelson. Willie sold the song to Paul Buskirk for $50. Paul sold part interest in the song to Claude Gray for $100. And Walt Breland's name appears on the song as well. Since Willie sold the song, his name was not on it when Claude Gray made it a number 7 hit on Billboard's Hot Country Singles in 1960. The song opened doors for Willie, and his attitude was, if I can write one hit song, I can write another, and he sure did. Again, it's the Singing Post family with the title cut from their 1972 album, The Family Bible. Then it's one of my recordings, a Bales Brothers song, The Avenue of Prayer.
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages are torn. Be my key to memory.
I can see a city round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother
day when work is over and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the Bible. And we'd count our many blessings. This old world would also better be if we had more Bibles on the table and mothers singing Rock of Ages cleft for me.
This
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Oh, dear friends, this old world, it's lost and dying. Every Christian's heart is burdened down with care. Tell me, are you doing all you can for Jesus? Are you traveling down the avenue? Keeping faith in your heart and consecrating every hour of every day, do you prepare? Are you ready should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue? Are you praying for the ones who know not Jesus as they're being led into the tempter snare? Would you stand aside and see a losing battle? Are you traveling down the avenue? Keeping faith in your heart and consecrating every hour of every day, do you prepare? Are you ready should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
The Avenue of Prayer, a song I recorded with Dr. Ray Legier and our spotlight artist, the Singing Post family, with the Family Bible. In the late 1970s, after more than a decade together and much success in the country music business, the Singing Post family decided to disband and go their separate ways. All grown up and with interest of their own, it was time to forge their own destinies. 7 of their albums were country that contained many songs written by family members. The late Canadian producer Jack Boswell produced several of their albums. Jack started out at Quality Records when it was founded in 1950, then he moved to Phonodisc, and in 1964 he joined the Allied Record Corporation as general manager, and in 1968 became their vice president. He left them in 1971 and established Marathon Music. As president under Marathon, Jack founded Condor Records, and in 1974 he sold Marathon and Condor. And in early 1979, Jack founded Heritage Music Sales. I knew Jack Boswell. He was good to me, and I had 5 of my gospel CDs with Heritage. Jack Boswell passed on July the 19th, 2023, at age 94. The Singing Post family had some great musicians. People like June Eichhardt played fiddle, Dick Brattymore steel guitar, Joe Aylward on lead guitar. And labels they recorded for were Marathon, Paragon, and Broadland. Old-time Religion, or Give Me That Old-Time Religion, dates to around 1873, published in 1889 by Charles Davis Tillman. Most likely an African-American Southern gospel number. After the Post family deliver Old-Time Religion, it's a good neighbor of theirs, Shel Dalton from Belleville, Ontario, and Shel wrote The Road Up Ahead, the title song from his 2004 gospel CD. And Shel said he and Norm sat around many a campfire singing the great old country songs. Shel is originally from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, and he, along with Al Traynor, were the great Smiley Bates opening acts and backing musicians for 25-plus years. Shel and Janice Dalton and the Post family were neighbors. And friends, here's the singing Post family with Give Me That Old-Time Religion.
In the books of heaven, an old account is standing, all sins yet unforgiven. My name's at the top, and many things below, but I went unto the keeper and the saddle little long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago,
I said the Lord, yes, the old account was settled long ago.
And the record clears the day.
Daniel tells about three men who walked with God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before the wicked kings they stood. And the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery furnace that day. But the fire was so hot that the men were slain who forced them on their way. Now when the three were cast in and the king rose up to witness this awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw and astonished words he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into that rim of fire? Well, lo, I see four men unhurt, unbound, walking down there. Why, the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, in the fiery coals they trod. And the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God.
They held unto the will of God, so we are told.
They would not
bow their knees to idle men of gold.
They would not
bow. They were protected by the fourth man in the fire.
They would not
bend, they would not bow, they would.
Is the road up ahead just a little bit wider? Is there room for a man who feels doomed? Is the road up ahead just a little bit wider? For my sins seem to take up all my room. And one day he spoke out these words unto me. Yes, the road is much wider for the Spirit's in thee. Just look up to heaven, from your sins you'll be free. For the road you'll be traveling leads to heaven someday. Here's a road up ahead, filled with sunshine. Now I'm traveling in darkness and gloom. Is the road up ahead, is it filled with sunshine? For my sins, keep the sun from coming through. Then once more he spoke out these words unto me. Yes, the road's filled with sunshine, for the Spirit's in thee. Just look up to heaven, from your sins you'll be free. For the road you'll be traveling leads to heaven someday. Yes, the road you'll be traveling leads to heaven someday.
Shel Dalton, The Road Up Ahead, and the Singing Post Family with Old Time Religion. In 2008, Joanne Post released a CD called Joanne Post with Family and Friends. Ken would go on to become a famous Canadian drummer, singer, producer, and engineer. He collaborates often with the Prescott family and is a member of their Rip Roar music team. And I believe he also played drums with Johnny Burke and East Wind for a short while. Michael T. Wall knew the Post family and for many years shared the stage with them and Wilf Carter at the Trent Valley Country Jamboree in Stirling, Ontario. Shel Dalton was also telling me that Norman and his daughter Debbie joined him at his music festivals in Belleville. Friends, today's show was showcasing the Singing Post family. I intend, in a week or two, to produce another program featuring the gospel music of Norman Post. 10 years after the family disbanded, Norm set out on a separate solo career. Gathering Flowers for the Master's Bouquet is next, a Marvin Baumgartner song from 1940. I think it might be Debbie singing lead on this one, and Joanne is singing the harmony vocals. When one was singing lead, the other was always singing harmony. Friends, once again, here's the Singing Post family. Joanne is Joanne Van Der Vleg. She lives in Medoc, Ontario. Debbie is Deborah Olderhead from Carrying Place, Ontario. Ken and Heather Post live in Wasego, Ontario. Their mom, Jean Corfield Post, passed on June 20, 2002 at age 73. Dad Norman Post passed on November 17, 2019 at age 87. The Post Babcock Family Cemetery, established in 1775, is located in Ridnersville, Prince Edward County, on the original Post family farm. Well, friends, that's the Gospel Trail for today. I hope you enjoyed this great family group from days gone by, the Singing Post family from Carrying Place, Prince Edward County. I really enjoy their music, and it certainly was a pleasure presenting them here today. One more song by this great group, and it's Stuart Hamlin's 1954 song, My Religion's Not Old-Fashioned, But It's Real Genuine.
There's but one real religion that redeems a sinner's soul. It's as timeless as ages, and it never will grow old. My Lord gave the key to prompt me in a way to prove the lie, and the way has never changed since he spoke the word that night.
My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. Two and two make four today. But it's real, genuine.
In this world of wild confusion, we are often led astray when we hear the word old-fashioned as we speak of God today. My Lord doesn't deal in fashion, he's more timeless than the sea, and his word still holds the power as it did in Galilee.
My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two make four today. In my Lord's time, modern days don't make a difference. You can't always truth the Bible. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine.
Some are born to take the Bible and believe the word of Christ. They admit he came here one time, but he'll never make it twice. Be not tempted by those prophecies of such men.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I am Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.